receipts for it, Jenny and Devin. We keep the receipts, we keep the evidence, receipts.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Receipts Pod.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Jenny. And we are still isolating, but exciting news, Devin is back. Yay, Dev. Missed you last week.
What's up?
I'm back. You're back, but you're not in New York anymore.
No, I left. I'm in Denver right now. I went to my friend's place. It's a lot better out here, honestly. I had to get out of the city. It was kind of driving me crazy.
Yeah, I saw that a little bit. I saw it happening week to week. Do you feel better?
Absolutely. I feel way better. I feel better. There's just like way more like open spaces, which has been nice. And like, I don't know, the vibe in New York is just kind of spooky. And it doesn't feel that way. Like I can walk outside and it feels like a little bit more pleasant, which is cool.
Right. It's like a ghost town a little bit, right? On the streets, except for the areas where it's not a ghost town, like the parks where it's just people on top of each other, not paying attention to rules at all.
I didn't go. Yeah, I wasn't in town when that happened, but it looked like the parks popped off and went crazy.
Yeah, it looked like the parks were really a danger zone.
Yeah, that is true. But yeah, fortunately, I was not around for when that happened. I've been here for almost 2 weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how long do you think you're going to stay?
I'm leaving this weekend. I'm not coming back to the city, though. I'm going to go to my mom's place and hang out with her. Mm-hmm. My mom's in Virginia, so I'm gonna go do that for a little bit.
Nice. Are you driving?
Yeah. No, I'm flying. Okay. From Colorado to Virginia? No.
I don't know. I mean, maybe a road trip in. Jeffrey and I are talking about going to Arizona from Michigan.
But that y'all are doing that together, you know. That's so true. It's kind of like a goofy movie, you know. You guys really get to like enjoy that bonding that comes with that togetherness. I can't just do it solo.
We get on stage at the concert and then suddenly we finally mean something to each other and we understand.
Exactly.
If
you drive like multiple states by yourself, it's either because you have to for like a move, or it's because you're going to commit a dangerous crime. It's one of those two things.
Bonnie and Clyde style. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'm not ready to commit a crime. Not yet. So.
I would not drive, though. Here's the thing. If we go to Arizona, I'm not driving. I learned how to drive in New Jersey. I'm really bad. I'm a danger to myself and others. And I want to live.
Yeah. Wait, so you're going to make your boyfriend drive the whole time, the whole way?
Absolute.
Oh, that's gonna cause friction. That's going to cause friction, absolutely. If we're driving across multiple states, I'm with my girlfriend. Girl, you better let me get some shut-eye.
Yeah,
we better half and half it. Mm-mm. You can't have me driving across all 11 states or however many states it is. Mm-mm.
I don't know how to pump gas. I'm not learning now.
You don't know how to pump gas?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you because in New Jersey, they do it for you. That's true. I've never had anybody pump my gas for me. It's also very, you can figure it out. I believe in you.
Thank you. But I just, I don't want to learn. I like, you know, I would just take a leisurely nap. We would potentially pick up his older brother and fiance, and then they would come with us.
Okay, do like a double date road trip. That's fine.
Double date road trip, me asleep in the back seat.
I do love to sleep in a car. That's a beautiful thing.
It's a gorgeous thing. I miss that about Ubers.
Ooh, I don't like sleeping in the Uber.
I sleep in the Uber.
No, I don't like sleeping in the Uber because then just a man with a heavy accent has to wake you up and it's startling a lot of times. He's like, sir, this is where you, and you're like startled. That's not a good sleep. I don't like Uber sleep.
I like it.
If you're in a pool, if you're in an Uber pool.
No sleeping in the pool. Then you're the freak in the pool.
Yeah, you just sleep next to a stranger. You might as well go to sleep on the bus. That's horrifying. Uh-oh.
Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I get sick every time. I feel like I get nauseous if I like fall asleep in the car. I can't do a lot of things. Like I can't focus on anything if they're in a moving vehicle. Can you?
Yeah, I can fall asleep like a baby. It rocks me to sleep, the gentle motion of driving.
Sorry, can't fall asleep.
Andrew cannot smell his own poop or fall asleep on a on a moving vehicle.
Yeah, this is like two truths and a lie. We already have the two truths.
What is the lie?
Yeah.
Do you sleep on planes?
I never slept on a plane either.
Wow.
What?
Ever?
I don't think I have. Maybe.
Have you flown from like New York to LA?
Only once. So
that's a great nap.
On that flight?
That's a good nap.
Maybe. I don't know. This was like 10 years ago. I don't recall.
That's nuts. I do my best to try to go to sleep on any plane. Like if I have like an early morning flight, I'll try to stay up the whole night before and then sleep on the plane. Cause I don't like being like physically on a plane. I don't really enjoy it. Like being awake on the plane. I don't like it.
No, being on a plane is terrifying. No. You're high up.
I'm not even scared. I just don't like the way it feels.
Two people in charge of my destiny. In the front seats. Those guys, I just met a pilot who is dating another pilot.
You're meeting people during quarantine?
Over Zoom. I met them. Over Zoom.
New pilots.
Jeffrey's cousin. Jeffrey's cousin, I met in a family Zoom where his grandfather said that he missed me. That was a big thing. That was a big thing.
You really dropped that information like we were all going to be like, yes.
You're like, yes, Jenny, you're in. Oh my God, I got the vote from Grandpa.
I mean, that's good. It seems big for you, so I'm happy for you.
Thank
Is
you.
Is it like a love triangle?
Yes, me and Grandpa, an older man, and Jeffrey. Yeah. I'm just trying to cause drama over Zoom because I'm bored. But I met a cousin who is a pilot who's dating another pilot, which proves that sometimes in the cockpit, the pilots be flirting.
Love is in the air, baby.
Love is in the air. Any receipts of the week, guys?
Oh, do I? No.
Andrew?
No.
No.
I have one from this morning that I was very angry about.
Okay, tell us.
He actually responded, I guess, a week ago to me sharing the fact that I can't smell my poop on Instagram.
Okay.
And this is someone that I've met up with a few times before, and he just thinking about him, he ruins my day. so intensely attractive, but then everything else is just like, I can't stand you. But he said, you know, when you can smell your poop, then you know that it's diabolical. And I like a man that's not afraid to talk about poop, you know. Okay, we're talking about poop over the DM. I didn't respond to that.
Okay.
He responded to a picture that I shared of Beyonce and Blue Ivy on my story today, and this was not any way related to the picture of Beyonce and Blue, but he just says, when I get back, I'm coming over. He's already inviting himself over.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, like when I get back, we're going out. It's nothing. It's, you know, he just wants to have sex with my body. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you had sex with his body before?
Yes, we have. It was great. But then he did say afterwards, you're welcome. And I didn't like that.
No, I don't like that. If anything, he should be thanking you.
He should be saying
you're welcome.
It's like, okay, you just ruined the entire thing. I can't even reminisce about it properly, you know?
I know.
That's the way he ended it. But
he's not invited then.
Oh, no, he's absolutely invited. Okay. I'm twisted. I don't want anything that is right for me ever.
Okay.
I thought you said thinking about him ruins your day.
Yeah, and that's okay. But and yet here I am, like just loving the idea of, you know, just having him in my apartment again. That would be great. This man is beautiful, and you just need to know that.
So if he just stop saying things.
He looks like a catfish. Oh wait, let me find a good one. I think I've shown he looks
hot. And he's got a chain going on.
6'5".
He looks like that picture of the Rock where he's wearing that fanny pack and that chain.
That was his Halloween costume. So
is that what he was doing? Okay.
That's what he was doing. It landed, you know.
Yes, got it. He nailed it.
Yeah.
He's Halloween.
Yeah.
That's attractive. Well,
we'll see. I'll keep you updated.
Sometimes it's good to have a chaotic, evil hookup.
Oh, that's all the time for me.
What's so wrong with this dude? Why does he?
I mean, well, for starters, like, he ghosted me on the first three dates that I had planned, and then he saw me out, and he was like, "Oh, I didn't realize that you were so tall. Let's actually meet up." And I was like, "Okay, absolutely, yeah." And so then he makes very loose plans, and then he's like, "I'm here right now. Like, come over." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, absolutely. Here I come." And so, and then when he came over to my apartment for the first time, he saw my Nintendo Switch and he said, "Do you want this?" And suggesting that.
Like he was going to take it? He's going to come over and take your Switch?
My Nintendo Switch.
No.
In my home.
I'm going to do that with somebody in somebody's apartment next time I go. I'm just going to like point at their stove and be like, "You trying to keep this? Or
yeah.
what are you doing with this?"
Yeah, what is this doing here? Yeah.
Do you
I like this dude. He's kind of wild.
He is chaotic.
He demands what he wants. He doesn't ask.
Yeah.
And he says, "You're welcome."
He's God, that ruined me. Yeah. But
speaking of somebody who does what the fuck it is that they want, I think it's time we introduce the guest for this week. Yeah, you guys. You've seen him. You've seen him all over. You've probably seen him at your local party, just fucking breaking it down. Oh. All right, easily the best dancer we've had on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Y'all, please give it up for Joey Dardano.
Woo. I'm holding for applause.
Woo!
Yeah, people are clapping.
What's good? Andrew, you let some guy ghost you three times before.
Yes.
But then.
And then still let him come to the house.
And
his only positive thing was, "Oh, my bad, didn't know you were tall."
Essentially, yeah.
That means he wasn't even like, "Oh, my bad, I hurt a person three times." It was like, "Oh yeah. No, I hurt a tall guy."
There are people I'm sure that you would sort of make the same sort of decision for. Mm.
Damn, no. I don't know.
we've all been.
Am I the only one?
No, you're not the only one.
I'm not accepting three ghosts. Actually, after one ghost, I'm kind of done. But there have been people who have like kind of flaked a little bit, and I'd be like, "It's okay. We can figure it out." But three is a lot.
It is absolutely a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't. I would. I'm so glad that I have been taken for so long, because the one thing I don't want to deal with dating. Is the idea of leaving a night open just to have someone take a giant shit on it and not tell me.
Yeah.
I could have seen a movie.
Mm-hmm. I could have not left my apartment.
Yeah, I could have seen three movies.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Dating is... Okay, listen, I'm going to get right down to it, okay?
Tell us, Joey.
Dating?
I think you should.
It's fucking... Oh, the quarantine's been bad, man. It's been bad for dating, and it's got me thinking about a lot of shit. I've been dating Sophie. I want to call her like my girlfriend while we're saying, because we're still like on a break right now.
You're on a break.
It's not like
you're on
it's
a break
not
with
like
your
a
girlfriend.
Yeah, like I fucking if you're on a break, do you call him your girlfriend? You know?
Probably.
Yeah.
I probably would.
Yeah.
I don't really do breaks though. I'm very black or white. Are we together or what's up?
This is where I'm at. This is where I'm at.
A break would kill me, honestly. I'd spend the whole time in the break being like, when's the break over and are we getting back together after the break?
Yeah. And hey, Jen, it is. Killing me.
Killing
me. I don't like, here's the thing. Everything else in life right now is fucking so uncertain. Why'd you take this and make this that too?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this now also a thing I have to worry about being real? I don't know if I have a job ever again. And now I also need to worry if we're together. It's not fun.
No. Were you surprised by the break? Was it mutually agreed upon?
Yeah, it was agreed upon. See, the past 6 months have been a lot of fights that have been like, well, this isn't working then. And then we go, it's not. And then we wake up in the morning and go, what kind of pancakes do you want? We completely skip fucking really just like delving deep, airing it out, figuring out what the fuck is the actual problem. We've just been having fights and then just letting that be a thing. And then we got into, I've been doing a lot of Instagram lives.
Okay.
During this That's quarantine.
Prolific on Instagram live.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun time. And I've done a couple where there's been people entering the chat and saying shit like, they're making fun of me, but calling me hot also. Like they're saying, oh, this dude's like not that hot, but he's funny, so he's super hot. Like it's just like they're just saying like jokes.
They're negging you?
They're kind of negging me.
You're being negged.
But Soph was looking at those comments and just being like, people are calling you hot, and that was like causing a problem for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then the final fight we had was argument. I don't like the word fight. Fight sounds like we were fucking going at it every time we argued about something. Last time we argued was because I was doing Lily Michelle's birthday show, and there was a commenter who came on to the live and said, I have receipts of this photo, but I don't think we need it, is because I thought it was funny. Someone came in and said, this guy's hot, but in a confusing way. And then later on, I was dancing and said, oh, no longer confused, just horny. That's funny.
That's funny. And you were introduced as the best dancer we've ever had on the podcast. And probably ever will have, Joey. You're probably the best dancer we'll ever have on the pod.
Listen, it's become my currency. If we ever fall into an apocalypse, if I ever get a bacon, egg, and cheese and they go $5, I'm just going to fucking... hit him with this and see if it works. I don't know how I got like this, but I really rely on dancing to make people like me.
It works. You're an incredible dancer. You dance with the spirit of a Billy Elliot.
A young Billy Elliot. a guy who used to come to all the musicals at my high school and sit front row brought me to Billy Elliot.
Really?
Yeah, I sat with just him. He was 89 years old, and I was fucking 14. And my mom was like, do you know this guy? And I was like, no, but I got a free ticket, orchestra seats, to Billy Elliot. And he brought me to that show.
So creepy. Honestly,
that show was fire.
That's a fire show, but that's probably the creepiest show that an older man could take a young boy to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. He took me to Les Mis, too.
Okay.
This is also not the first person. This is not the first older person who's taken an interest in you, Joey.
No, it's kind of. Sometimes I wish I was single just so I could like let these old people have their shot and I can make some free money. Mm-hmm. Get some more tickets. You know.
How often is this happening for you? Because you told me at least one other story about an old person who was like trying to say what's up.
It happens. It happens. It happened so much to the point that so many times just came to my head, I couldn't track one. Yeah. That's a problem.
What do you think it is about you that draws older? Because this does not happen for me. What do you think it is about you that draws the old people to you?
I think my eccentric energy, they're just like, that's the youth that I miss. Mm. And this, like, this guy's knees, he's able to fucking just bend and bend. That kid's hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's more about my limberness, I feel, than anything else about me. Because when you get to know me, I'm an idiot. I'm dumb. Like, there's no... I would think that if you were, like, an older person, you would want to hang out with, like, you know, a smart... You want to have a smart conversation.
No.
You know.
You want a break. You want someone fun who makes you feel alive.
Mm-hmm. See, if I was like 50 and I was sitting across the table from like Neil deGrasse Tyson, I would love to be able to hold my own in my own way. You know, I don't want to sit there the whole time and just be like, you know,
sounds
I like doing visual bits on podcasts.
I really don't like Neil deGrasse Tyson. I find him very obnoxious. He was cool for a second. Neil deGrasse Tyson was cool for like a second, and then he like realized that people thought he was cool, and it was probably the first time in his life that was a deal. And he was like, then he like really doubled down on it. I'm like, no, sir, you're a nerd, and you need to be a nerd. Just be a smart. You're not a pop culture figure. You're just a nerd. Keep doing science. I don't want to see you on a pitchfork video.
I do feel like during that Renaissance, like he used to be a guy who just wore like regular ties, and then he realized people were talking about him. He's like, oh fuck, I gotta get some fun ties. I'm lacking on the fun ties.
Mm-hmm. I don't like his whole deal.
I love knowing that about you, Doug.
You can't stand him. Him and also Lin-Manuel Miranda. Those are two of my
favorites. I hate Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That's surprising.
I know, I'm a big theater person, but I think Lin is so annoying.
I do too.
And he was the worst part of Mary Poppins.
I didn't see it.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. The second worst part was me sitting in the third row with my entire family and having to look up at the screen. That was the second worst part of that movie. The first one, because he's one of those people who, he's not a singer.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people told him that he could.
He gets away with it. So now he does it all the time. And it's like, Lin, you're an incredible writer. You have a brilliant mind, but you're actually not my favorite performer. So
not at all. But I mean, he gets away with the, you know, his rapping's very yelly. Like, I feel like he gives his all on the first word, and the rest of the sentence, he's just running out of air. That's the kind of he doesn't even do that right. I am not throwing away my, like he's like he's losing.
Yeah. You need better breath control. Breathe from diaphragm, Lim.
I think his favorite part of Hamilton every night was when Hamilton fucking died, and he was like, "Oh, I get a second."
I hate it when people rap, but it doesn't look fun. Rap is supposed to be fun, and it's like if your whole rap deal is just like you're like making it look hard, and like that's the least hot part about rap. The cool thing about rap is that it's like, you know, that it's like it you feel like loose, and like you're like having like a freedom of expression, not like you're trying to like bench press 300 pounds. Like it's not supposed to be that kind of.
I am not throwing away. I'll agree with pre-writtens, but I love watching somebody freestyle and they're like chill in the beginning, but you see them like when they reach like peak flow and they're like, how about the they're trying to catch up to their brain. Their brain's five lines ahead of them.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, I agree.
I will say, if Lin-Manuel Miranda wanted to retweet me, I would say absolutely and thank you. So even though I'm trash talking him here, I would accept a retweet and I would love it.
I would also accept any role he offered my way, and I would kiss his ass every day I was around.
I do.
Yeah, so Lin, we know you're listening, Lin. So go ahead and retweet Jenny and go ahead and cast Joey in your next production.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lin. I don't need anything from you. I still don't like you. But please help my friends.
Joey, so you got a thirsty commenter at Lily Michelle's B-Day.
Yes.
And then that spiraled everything. So how long have you been on a break for?
Since, what's Lily's birthday, the 20th? 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Now, I guess. Or two and a half, whatever the fuck. Time isn't even in essence. Like, Devin, I didn't even realize you were gone for 2 weeks. I thought we went on a walk last Thursday.
That's true. That doesn't feel like that long ago, but it was almost 2 weeks ago.
It doesn't make sense.
Or almost 3 weeks ago? I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much time has passed. Yeah.
It's been like that. And
And you're quarantined separately.
Yeah. I mean, she was one of the, I mean, New York shut down on a Thursday morning and she left Thursday night. That's she was fucking out of here. Part of me, I am kind of glad about it because, I mean, like even if we were like together and there was still 100% and there was no issues, like this room and there's maybe how much is in this frame, just add one more. That's my room. And that's what we would have had to share. Could not do it. I'm barely doing it myself. There's a giant pile of clothes to the left.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot because your girlfriend doesn't, like, she wasn't living in the city. I forgot about that, right?
She's living in she was living in New Jersey with her aunt and uncle out there.
Sweet Jers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I kind of became like my own little bed and breakfast in this relationship, you know, like if she had a late night, she could always count on sleeping over. Not a problem. So I was kind of great. I was grateful in the beginning of the quarantine. I was like, oh, like I actually do get a little bit of time to myself. And then more time passed. And I was like, oh, like I am alone. All my roommates left except for just one. And then whenever like Sophia and I talked, when we were like, when it was like just me, whenever we were talking, it was an argument. And then that's when I was like, oh, fucking, all right. You know, this is an issue. But here's the thing. And I'm going to say this right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be with her. I can't deal with every day there's something online that I couldn't control, like someone saying I'm confusingly hot and then dealing with that the next day, like not having known that that was even an issue.
Right. That's tough. You know? That's part of being a comedian, because you need to be attractive to your audience in some ways. Like people are going to be interested in you because they find you funny and they like you. Like that's kind of part.
And on top of that, look at me, dude. Like you can't. You can't work. I'm good looking.
You're a good looking. That was
it. With this mustache now, like I finally look 25. I'm in it, dude.
I like this mustache, actually.
You definitely look the most Italian that you've looked since I've known you.
I do think if you see a picture of my abuelo, who I never got to meet because he died when my mom was four, I look like a Jose right now, which is also dope.
That is pretty dope.
Because all the Italian people I know who are old, they start balding, and I got a full thick ass head of hair.
That's beautiful.
That's important.
Because you're Italian and Cuban, right?
Italian and Cuban, very spicy. Ay. Good mix. Ahora yo estoy practicando mi español, man. I'm really trying to see now that I have time, and I'm not like every day arguing about some bullshit. I'm like, oh, I can learn Spanish. I can really double down and learn Spanish. That's the only good part that comes out of a break, is you're like, I'm not fighting every day. Let me learn guitar.
Yeah, I'll better myself. Uh-huh. Let me get a hobby. No girlfriend, need a hobby now.
Yeah, so
are y'all still in contact? Like, y'all still talking now?
Yeah, we talk right before this. It's how I got my receipts.
Oh.
Oh, I think that's a perfect segue, baby. We gotta see him.
You got a hot, spicy receipt.
Yeah, so I think this is gonna be really ironic, having told you, I've got a text that they finally saw 8 weeks later, my fucking unemployment, which is great. That happened right now. So in the beginning of our relationship, we went on a double date, my friend and her friend, and it was fine. I felt like I was talking a lot and driving the conversation, and mm-hmm. and that maybe I wasn't ready for a relationship, and instead of saying that, I ghosted Sophia when we were in college.
Ghosted.
I ghosted her. And I remember specifically the text exchange, and I searched for it. And my phone does not go back 3 years, so I couldn't get it. I wasn't going to do that. So I was on the phone today, and like, it was a good talk. It was a fine, like today was a good talk. And then at the end of the call, I was like, oh, hey, by the way, remember when I ghosted you? She goes, why? Bring it up. And I go, I need you to text me a description of what happened, because I have no proof. This is what she said. I said, explain what happened. She said, we went on a few dates and you ghosted me. I passed you on the street and you fully ran away. I'm so embarrassed. I texted you a few days later to just like say hi, because we attended the same small ass drama program in college, and you were like, sorry, I'm not in the space for a relationship. I understood, but was obviously annoyed and hurt. We were not friends for a minute, and then we were able to move past that. What she didn't add after the move past that was, there was a Halloween party that happened the following year, And I macked on Sophia real hard, and ever since then it happened. And we ended up in a Norwegian magazine.
Whoa.
Some Norwegian journalist was at the party. It was like a study abroad student, and they were writing, I should have pulled this up. I didn't remember it till I just said it. Cause it's a hilarious. The photo is like Sophia, we're on a chair. First time we talk after 6 months, and she's sitting on one of my legs, and I'm like just holding a beer like this, and we're talking, and there's like rainbow Halloween Christmas lights like all around us. And that photo was the cover for like a front page like indie magazine in Norway.
Oh my God.
This guy's like, I was in a costume. I was my costume was lit. I was wrapped in Christmas lights myself.
Okay, very college.
This lit. Was the height of the word lit. Like the word lit just came out. It was fresh off the press, and I was really onto it. But yeah, that's our relationship started rocky. Rocky, I mean, it was Rocky Balboa from the, this relationship started with me running up the steps. That's what it, with weighted shoes. That's what this relationship was like, because every nice thing I ever did, every date, every gift would just be like, I mean, you also ghosted me. Was like it's been in the back of her head for years.
You were a little BB college boy in a theater program though, Joey.
The exactly.
Expectations should have been a little lower maybe. Because you cannot trust a young man in your college theater program. A young straight man in your college theater program.
Exactly. And I also, wasn't ghosting because I wanted to be alone to be a little slut. That's not even what I was going for. I'm scared of committing to anything. Even right now, we said we're recording at 6. I'm like, what if I want to play a game at 6? Like, I'm hard committing to anything. So me sitting there, and I thought like, oh, I could like this girl very much. I don't know. I'm just doing it spooky. You know, my dad left after 27 years. Can you imagine liking someone that much? And after 27 years dipping out, that's how I think of relationships. I'm always thinking about how it's going to end.
That's so
Your dad was with your mom for 27 years.
And 27 years. And my mom, she's very open with that. Only ever been with my dad.
Only ever been
with my dad. So he leaves after 27 years and doinks his dink all around South Florida.
Mm. Why do you know that? How do you know that? I'm sure my dad was fucking breaking it down after my parents got divorced, but I had no knowledge of it. And I think that's the way it should be.
I mean, every single family dinner at home, it could start off fine. Like after 5 minutes, it'll be like, how's the Capricia? Oh, it's good. Y la arroz con pollo is good. Who's your dad? Fuck it. It just went right deep into it. She didn't use that language, but my mom would be sitting at the table and be like, have you seen Samantha? What do you know about Samantha? You know a lot about Samantha? Your dad spends a lot of time with Samantha. 3 weeks later, who's Tanya? You know Tanya?
Wait, how did your mom know who these women were?
Both my parents are doctors. And so they're in like the same, they all know the same people. They're also married for 27 years. You're going to know everybody.
Yikes.
You know? There's no secrets.
Yikes. Mm. Because they were living in the same town still?
Yeah. I mean, my dad lives 30 minutes away from my mom, but they both work in Boca Raton during that time. Now my mom works
where my
everywhere.
Grandparents live, Boca Raton.
No, grandparents live in Boca Raton?
They do. Classic place for a Jew to retire. Boca Raton.
Yeah, I think that's where Jerry's parents lived in Seinfeld. I think they lived in Boca Raton.
Absolute. Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm. It's where the old Jews go.
Yeah, that's where they spot. Go for the end of days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot spot. That's the only thing I'm not excited to visit is like the fact that like if I go home and home does open up for a little bit and my mom's like, let's go out. It's not like a fun place, mm-hmm. you know, it's a chill place. And I'm very New York energy. I want to be able to go outside, get an ice cream cone and get run over by a bike within 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's my energy. Yeah. Very laid back down there, which is why old people like it.
Right. Perfect place for old people, not the perfect place for an up-and-coming young comedian.
Yeah. Or up-and-coming young anything. Everyone I know who stayed in Florida, they're part of a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because that's like, I know that's the conversation about Miami, is like everything's a scam and like everybody's kind of a scammer. And there's everybody, like all the money's dirty in one way or another.
Yeah, I'm gonna venture to say, like, in Miami, the only clean money is cocaine. Like, you know exactly what that transition is, what that transaction. Yeah. You're paying a hundo, you're getting a brick, and you're walking away. But everyone else is
you're paying $100 and getting a brick.
That's not a scam. That sounds like a scam.
I'm like, in that case, I'm getting into the biz. I need to figure something. I'm gonna start flipping bricks in Miami.
there's been a couple of times during quarantine where, I mean, I learned during quarantine that all the money I make in life is super dependent on me serving people, you know, like, I gotta start doing, I was like, you know, you could sell drugs, but I'm not gonna do it.
It's profitable.
And it,
if you're good at it, it is.
I could put my mind to it.
In college, I only ever lived with dudes who sold drugs. Like, I always had at least one drug dealing roommate for 4 years straight. One of my roommates sold drugs. So I could never get involved in that lifestyle, but I've lived right next to it. I've lived it, you know, kind of through with osmosis.
I feel you. I mean, I fucking couldn't. I also couldn't do it, because even when my roommates, when they get the high maintenance bike people coming straight to the apartment to deliver something in a box, once they open up that briefcase, I'm like, am I in trouble? Like, I get scared when they open up that in my apartment. I'm like, if I'm home, are they gonna smell it on me? How do I know this guy's not a cop?
Right.
How do you know? Oh my god. How do you know any of them aren't cops? You're just trusting all of them.
You're putting your faith in the maintenance bike guys.
I would say, I don't think cops are like trying to find like people who live in Williamsburg buying $80 worth of weed. I don't think that's, what the taxpayer dollars are going to.
I think you're right.
Wait, but I am confused by, what is the Weed World truck? I never got a clear answer on that.
It's bullshit.
I don't know how that works. I don't understand that.
That's not real, right?
No, it's all fake. That's fake shit.
That's not real.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's fake?
Like, it's not like there's not real weed in there.
What?
That's not real weed. Like, you're not gonna get high off of it.
What's on the bus?
That's not real weed.
What? No, you can't blatantly have that out in the open like that.
If you go on the bus, what are you getting? Weed paraphernalia?
You don't go on the bus. They come out of a window, and the inside looks like, I mean, it's like literally the dampest light. I mean, just like the yellowest fucking like dirtiest light. And you could tell they just never cleaned. I've looked into one of the windows before, and there's just like, you can tell they pass it around. It's just dirty rugs and clothes. There's nothing. I mean, it's a horrible business. There's nothing in those lollipops. And they play the worst music.
Yeah, they blast that shit.
They blast the most. I bet you when this is all over, I'm going to walk in Midtown and hear, "Don't you get your dick robbed, but your bitch robbed." They're going to play the fucking Tekashi song. I'm also not going to go up and possibly buy drugs in public with, "Put your dick robbed, get your bitch." I don't want that blasting around. Drawing attention.
You really painted that picture for me, Joey.
Thank you.
I've never actually gone up to the bus, but like I'm furious that it's not real weed. Have you confirmed that? I don't, like, I've never bought anything off them because it just seems stupid. But like, I always assume.
How can it be real though? Right?
I really can't imagine that it is.
I feel like it's
some shit like hemp. It's like got hemp extract. Like when CBD first became a thing, my mom gave me some real stuff. Some real CBD, and I took it, and I was like, "Oh, this helps with my anxiety and depression." Then I went on eBay and I bought it's called Full Spectrum CBD, Full Spectrum Hemp Extract. I took it, and it's real hemp. That's real. It's squeezed down. It's oil. It's not the CBD. the kibbutz to the CB, it's not in there, and that's what that shit is. Yeah, you might find like a fucking, like a it might look like a leaf in your lollipop. It's candy.
Okay, well, now that we've broken down the history of the weed truck, Joey, tell us more about your situation. What's your break been like? How's it been feeling?
Yes, this is a great way to get right back into it. Because the lollipops are a perfect metaphor for lies and disapproval. Okay, so initially, the very first day, we were broken up for two nights. I called three friends. I spoke to Lily. I spoke to Martin, and I spoke to Gabby, Brian, and Zach, Senior. I spoke to three friends. I got it over, and it felt real because I never like talked with anybody after any of our fights to say, oh, we're over, because I would know in the morning it wouldn't be a fucking problem. But that day, I was like, oh my God, we're broken up. And first thing I did was download Tinder.
Number one, Tindy.
I downloaded it, and I was, and because I don't think I'm like this as a person now. It's just I haven't been single in 3.5 years. When I was in high school, and also I had a girlfriend when I moved to New York, I was with her for the first 6 months after that, and there's a funny story there too. But I was always the guy in high school who, like, if we just broke up, I mean, there's been one girlfriend, like, the day after I made out with somebody else, like, it's like I always had to, like, erase her with like something, you know. And I was like, oh, it's quarantine, you can't do that. I also don't want to do it, and so I mean, I deleted it off my phone. It was like a lapse in judgment. I was like, what can I do to distract me from this? Spoke to this girl Cassandra for a little bit. She was nice. Cassandra was cool. She has a dog, and
they always do.
Dude, downloading Tinder made me want to work things out with Sophia 50 times more.
Because it was horrible?
Because. The what?
Because it was horrible? Because Tinder is really that bad?
Not only is Tinder, Tinder's horrible, but I'm not even mad about the app. I'm mad about the fact that, I mean, I'm trying to have a conversation, and just one word responses? Get the fuck out of here. Is that what dating's like? Hey, are you busy later? No. Say something else.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's like on the apps.
I think so.
I've only ever been on the apps for like 6 weeks. I was on the apps for like 6 weeks, like several years ago. But that's what like turned me off about it, is like, I feel like people aren't very inclined to really have a conversation. People are like very brief, and like, you're not really getting to know anybody for real on them. That was my experience.
Yeah.
No, and I also learned that I don't want to. I don't want to get to know anybody new.
Right. Yeah. I feel that.
That's hard.
I know enough people, and I'm still learning a shit ton about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to know what you studied?
I know. It sounds like
you just aren't trying to meet any new people, which I can I feel that. I like kind of went hard in New York after I moved here. I went pretty hard in New York for a minute. And then at a certain point, I was just like, I don't want to know anybody else. I don't want to try to like figure out what the deal is with your sister.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know about the deal with your best friend from college and why you guys like are friends but not like how you used to be. Like, I don't want to know any of that. I don't want to learn that stuff about any new people for like a while.
Yeah. Even when a good friend comes up to me, like if they know that Sophia and I are on a break, and they come up and go, "How's that going?" I'll just go, "Oh, it's fine, man. Thanks for asking." I don't want to talk about it.
That's funny, because you're just on a podcast.
I know.
This is like, I'm turning it into art. I remember when I graduated high school, one of my musical theater teachers came up to me. He showed me a commencement speech. And someone said, if you feel pain, turn it into art. You get hurt, turn it into art. Someone fucking kills your dog, you turn it into art, man. Don't let anything hurt you. So right now we're recording this as art.
The healing process. And I'm happy that we could be that for you, Joey.
Thank you. See, there's a thing. If I write a joke about something personal and I say it on stage and people don't laugh, then I just got hurt and it meant nothing. But if they laugh, I'm like, okay, that happened for a reason. You know?
Yeah. Sure.
My personality is I'm a fucking rascal for 15 minutes and then I try to open my heart for 2 seconds and it comes out in such an elementary way and I gotta shut it down.
I would describe you as a rascal. That's a great description of yourself.
100% accurate, especially with a stash.
Thank you.
You got the little rascal stash. Andrew, do you have any tips for our boy?
I was just thinking that if someone came up to me and was like, if someone killed your dog, turn it into art, that would have the complete opposite effect on me, I think. That would be like, okay, fuck that. Leave me alone, you sound insane. So I'm glad that you got something really good out of that, at least.
Thank you. I mean, at least there's a little bit of distance because he was showing me, like, the video had inspiring music and, like, animation. But if he just came up to me and he was like, hey, if your parents separate and your dad doesn't want to fucking be with you, make art about it. And I'm like, that's real targeted. You know me. Like, why are you?
Yeah. Okay. And if there's inspirational music in the background, by all means.
Yeah. It's gonna if someone were to just randomly come up and be like, if someone kills your dog, if you look confused at all, that sounds like the kind of guy who's just about to kill your dog and wants to know how you're going to handle it.
Oh,
he's craving your artwork, yeah.
I'm sick of everything on my Netflix queue. Let me see who I can manipulate around here.
Yeah. Definitely make art out of misery. I think I personally need a little bit of distance to do it, you know?
I think that too. I do, recently we've all been dealing with so much with fucking, I mean, I think our reality is just fucking completely.
You mean COVID-19? Quarantine?
Shot out of the water. Money has no meaning to me. I've become a grade A thief. And I'm like, I'll buy $40 worth of groceries, but I'm walking out with 80. You know what I'm fucking talking about? And then I know there's a couple cops listening to this. This is Perry. Yeah.
A lot of cops in our audience.
I know you guys have a huge cop demographic.
Yeah, tons of cops, and they're the guys who are coming to your house to sell weed on their bikes. Those cops. Listening.
Nah, but I used to. I mean, you know, I come from theater, so I used to think in the beginning everything I fucking write down has to be like so serious, and now I'm real just into writing complete malarkey, you know. Just total bullshit. I'll write 3 songs about a fart and figure out which one I like by the end of the week, you know? And then just know that that's art.
I think comedy gives you that freedom because I think when you come from like a more like traditional background or like an academic background, like everything's so serious. But I think when you get involved in comedy, you see that like great things can be incredibly stupid. A lot of times great things are very, very stupid. And so like it doesn't necessarily have to be smart to be good. A lot of times I feel, I don't know, a lot of things that are really intellectual, a lot of times I watch them and I'm like, okay, yeah. we get it, you're smart.
Yeah.
I love dumb. I love Chelsea Peretti's EP on coffee. It's so stupid.
Oh, it's great.
I haven't listened to it yet.
It's so funny and it's so dumb.
The only thing I'll say is like the hard part about being dumb, And I know this very well because I am, is just like, if you're not successful yet, then you're just dumb and you're making dumb shit. But if you're Chelsea Peretti and you make a stupid EP, then it's funny, you know? Or like, you know, like this time, like on my way up, whatever the fuck we call it, is like right now to my dad, I'm just fucking around the city being a dumb. My mom's looking at me like this, like my son is a fucking idiot. But if I made my living off of it and I had like my own apartment, then it's like, oh, he's a dummy and it's working for him.
Do you want to know something wild? that I was told today.
What?
You can't focus so much on like the amount of likes you get, whatever, your popularity, sure. But if there were 50 people who liked the thing you put up, those are 50 people who were brought joy by the thing you made, and they count.
Very true.
Isn't that, it's a wild thing, hard for me to think about, but I'm like, yeah, those 50 people count for something. So I know you're not Chelsea Peretti right now, Joey, but your fart song could bring a few people joy, and that counts. That counts.
No, I will. I did learn. I would have never done like Instagram lives all the time if it wasn't for quarantine. I don't think any of us would have.
No, I hope none of us would. I hope no one would have.
They're really shitty. Like, there was one night where like Allie Mack was doing my show. She had done it like 3 times already, and we had like a bunch of people watching. And then Instagram wouldn't let you like add people to lives. It wouldn't let you do that. And I was like, oh, from this point on, I fucking hate this platform. But one thing I learned from Instagram Live was I've been doing this before bedtime thing like every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I've been skipping some days because I'm fucking.
You're allowed.
I'm allowed. No one's holding me to this.
We're not
to the schedule I made for myself.
Yeah.
But like, even though I'm not getting like, I mean, some nights I'll get like 20, 30, and then like most other nights is like, you know, 9 to 15 is like the average coming in and out. But there's always like this same 8 people and they're staying the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that feels good. Like, there's a couple people who are like coming in and they want to get these laughs. And some of them have DM'd me like, what's your PayPal? What's your Venmo? You brought me joy. I want to pay for this.
Yes.
You know? But then they stopped DMing me when I requested 100. They wanted to come up with their own number, which was kind of rude.
Each laugh is worth $5.
Exactly.
I'm setting my fee.
I feel like I really did come on here and like I am in the process of figuring out. I do believe that Sophia and I are gonna be together at the end of this. We haven't seen each other in 2 months and it's gonna be 3.5, 4 mm-hmm. until we do, I guess. Whatever the fuck is going on with this whole thing.
Yeah.
But like, I do feel like I came on here and just kind of talked a bunch of shit about what's going on.
I think that's what the platform's for, baby.
Yeah.
I don't think you did anything wrong.
I guess all I want to say is just know for a fact there was another side to this story and I could be a giant fuck up.
It's a pod and I think you've been honest. You've told your interpretation of events, I think very honestly.
Yeah. I mean, on top of that, I mean, when I've gone through a breakup, I could think of any problem ever. And then on top of all that, I just need to remember, listen, you don't know how to fuck. And after a little bit of time, Joey, that's going to ruin your relationships.
Mm.
I'm just trying to own up to something on here.
Joey.
I don't know how to have sex.
Which part do you feel like you're kind of struggling with?
Yeah. We'll help.
Are you just kind of missing the vagina altogether? You're just kind of aiming for it and you're just kind of hitting like the thigh crease? Is that the deal?
Throughout the whole thing.
There are other kinds of sex, Dev. It could be, you know.
I'm heavy into eye contact. I don't like the direction I just brought this.
No, do not put that out into the universe. Okay, I'm sold. Yes.
Eye contact, not necessarily a bad thing. You just got to like, you got to like switch it on and off. Like it can't be like eye contact the whole time, but like
that can't
a little
be
bit.
The main thing. I really don't want ever to say that ever again. As like, like hey. I'm into eye contact. Yeah.
Andrew,
no.
you never just lock eyes with somebody that you're fucking
with. Yeah, but I'm not like, I wouldn't like say like, oh, like what am I into? Like not eye contact immediately up front.
That's your first. I'm into eye contact.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be looking at me in the if you're not looking at me in the eyes, I can't come.
Exactly. Can't come. Oh my god, if someone said that to me, I would be scared what would happen if I, you know, looked away for a second.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Potentially a murderer.
Right.
But Joey, maybe you're an eye contact guy because you've been a relationship guy. So like you crave like a certain level of like deep intimacy, you know? Like I don't need that all the time because like I've been a real slut in my life. So, like I don't need to look at somebody in their eyes.
Where?
But I think maybe that's not your deal because you're a lover.
I just gotta know that you're gonna be there. You know?
Oh my God.
Right. You gotta make sure they don't leave. You're locking in to make sure they can't leave the room.
If the skills don't do it, the eyes will. That's all I know.
I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. I'm not here to do that.
It's just a lot of ways to go through it. What are you guys drinking, man? What are you guys? How are you keeping up here in the quarantine with drinking?
I'm drinking a hot toddy right now.
Yeah.
You want a hot toddy?
So good.
Fancy.
Yeah, I'm drinking a hot toddy. That's what I have in this cup. Yeah. I've been living a much better life. Like I've been eating like more like cooler foods. My friend, like she like cooks and shit.
That's
what
she
likes to do. I've been living a better life since I've lived here. But yeah, this hot toddy is delicious. Damn. We made these
living like this when you were here.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. All right. I don't like how immediately you said that. She's like, he didn't.
No, but you were living like garbage. Right?
Yeah, he lived in the trash before. No, Jenny is right. I don't like how quickly she agreed, but she is right. I'm not living like this. We ate lobster the other day. I wouldn't even think to purchase a lobster in New York City. Like, that wouldn't even cross my mind.
Glamorous lifestyle you're having.
I'm telling you, I'm doing much better. I'm about to go see my mom. She's gonna fucking. When I was in the city, I think I could do well because I was kind of like moving around. And when you're like moving around, like doing shows and like you're out and about all the time, you don't have a lot of time to think.
Right.
You know, you don't have a lot of time to think about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when
you're not thinking about all the dollar slices you're eating or where you've been.
Yeah, you just want to be full. You just want to feel full.
Yeah, but now I've like really had time to think about like what I'm putting into my body, and like I couldn't keep. I'm not gonna really cook anything good for myself. I just know myself. But yeah, now I'm drinking cocktails. I got a hot toddy. We made this delicious like blackberry cocktail last night. I'm gonna send y'all a recipe. It's delicious.
Sammy, I want it. Like,
yeah, we want it.
That's the thing. Is like in the beginning of quarantine, I did buy like I was drinking like beer, and then I switched to these like sparkling water things just because I like beer was making me feel heavy. I was drinking it late at night, and I switched to whiskey. Didn't like that. I was getting for real drunk like on my own by like fucking like 8 o'clock, like not even realizing, because I'm drinking it like water. It's like the one thing I was having at my desk, and like I'll just be like halfway through playing like a game, and I'll realize like on Call of Duty my aim's starting to get real bad, and I'm like, I'm not this terrible.
Yeah.
You know, but this is actually the first drink I had in the past like 2 weeks.
That's good.
I had to get off of it.
That's huge.
That's big, Joey.
Thanks. I thought I'd celebrate 2 weeks of sobriety with
sparkling water. Well, Joey, it's been such a delight to have you on the pod.
It has. An hour passed by so quick.
So quick. Real quick. And I got my fingers crossed for you and Soph.
Thanks. I think it's going to turn out right. Let's all make a bet right now so I can make money. Andrew, are we making it or not?
The eye contact really messed up my day. Even further than it was.
It's already messed up, Andrew, with that text of your guy this morning.
And just like, I really don't like the idea of anybody coming in hot with that take. So I don't know. I really do want the best for you. I think that you seem like a romantic person and not like a fuckboy, but I guess my one tip would of course be the eye contact needs to be on the back burner for a while.
Close your eyes.
You don't think there's going to be like a big conversation if like when we do it like the next time we possibly do it, if I'm like completely looking away, that's going to be a problem if I've established the precedent already with the eye contact.
Are you saying we for me and you, or
I'm on a break.
I don't know. Just
Andrew, I don't think Joey's your type. I feel like I've seen your type. It's not Joey.
It's yeah. definitely not me.
Joey seems nice, though.
Exactly.
Saying that is exactly how I know I'm not your type.
I need to know.
You're confirming exactly what great. Said. Yeah. You know, I seem, if nice is your first word to describe somebody, you're not that into them.
Yeah.
He seems like someone, he would make someone else very happy.
Right, exactly.
Well, guys, I think we did a great job today.
Perfect job. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Devin. Thank you so much for listening.
I love you.
Love you, Joe.